Hi, this is Brian French, and welcome to the Marketing Freak Show. If you're new to our radio and podcast, please visit the other episodes in the media browser that you're watching this on, or visit our site on Podomatic.com. That's Podomatic.com, and then look for the Marketing Freak Show. If you would like to receive a free consultation and you do have a marketing budget, you can do so by calling us at 813-944-3190 or emailing me directly at brian@floridawebsitemarketing.com. Today's topic is how to get past the gatekeeper. Now, one of the most important jobs professional assistants have is to be an effective gatekeeper. Now, unfortunately, most people look at the gatekeeper as somebody who they can pull a fast one on. So a lot of times people will call the gatekeeper and try to get past them and talk to the decision maker. But trust me, the gatekeeper has a lot more experience in finding needless salespeople than you think. So they're professionals at being gatekeepers, and that's one of the most important job responsibilities they have. Nearly all salespeople and sales offers are stopped in their tracks by the gatekeeper. You know, it's like the Cold War. A salesperson may learn a deceptive tactic and move past the gatekeeper, but trust me, the gatekeeper will learn from that experience and then create countermeasures. So any kind of manipulative or deceptive way to get past the gatekeeper is just counterproductive and will hurt your reputation. So if deception's not the way to do it, what is the way to do it? Well, the way to do it is actually look at the gatekeeper as somebody who's important enough in the process that you should try to befriend and provide benefits to. So in other words, everybody wants to disregard the gatekeeper or the professional assistant. I think you should do otherwise. And a great example of this is to really focus your energy and some time or some resources to give that gatekeeper person something of value to them. So one of the things that we do as a company is we have a top 10 tips for professional assistants who want to advance their careers. So you can imagine if you contact a gatekeeper and say, hey, I know you work with attorney Joe Smith. We have a special report on how to become a more effective professional assistant for a law firm or a lawyer. Is that something you'd be interested in? So it's true, there's more steps in the process, but if you're looking to build longer-term relationships, maybe it's important that you get yourself in the door, and the way to achieve that is through the gatekeeper. So some other ideas to enhance and start a rapport with the gatekeeper is maybe instead of providing a gift to the decision maker, maybe you give a gift to the gatekeeper, saying, hey, I thought you'd be interested in this. You know, maybe it's a coffee mug. Trust me, a coffee mug or a modest gift will go a lot further with a gatekeeper than it will with maybe the decision maker. Because nobody really flatters them or compliments them or gives them many perks. So give them perks. One of the things that is important to look at is within these messages. So let's say that we have this top 10 professional assistant tips on how to advance their career. And two of the tips have a subtle benefit to the one who creates these marketing messages. So one of the tips is build long-term relationships with a diverse group of professionals in their niche business. And that basically is you. So if you're a supplier of goods to a certain industry, wouldn't it make sense for that gatekeeper to know you? Maybe you can help in their career down the line. Maybe you could provide a reference for this person. So again, the amount of time that you invest in the gatekeeper, you know, you can manage, but you really should look for ways to add value in their lives. Another one of the tips that you could provide in your offer to kind of educate the gatekeeper or professional assistant is tip number two might be share professional information from trusted professionals with the boss, okay? So that's kind of a subtle way of saying, hey, if we get to know each other, you trust me, I trust you, and if you found something valuable enough, don't you think it would be a good idea to share it with the boss? So here are some really honest, sincere, genuine ways to get past the gatekeeper, add value to people's lives, treat people with respect, and to pursue your business in a very professional course of action. If you would like to receive our top 10 tips for professional assistance, you do have to become a client of ours. So if that's a report that you want to use for your business to get past the gatekeeper, give us a call. We'll give you some consultation time. And if you become a client, you will get that report that you can use in pursuing your business. This is Brian French with the Marketing Freak Show. You can reach me at floridawebsitemarketing.com. And again, we do offer a consultation for folks that do have a marketing budget of over $2,000 a year. And you can reach me at 813-944-3190. Thank you for listening and have a great day.